Good morning. So the Chafetz Chaim has now explained to us how to understand why and what it is that led him to write the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, how people have, how destructive Lashon Hara has been through the last millennia, and how it's led to so much destruction, and yet at the same time, how people don't pay attention. And so therefore, the Chafetz Chaim says in today's section, that's why he, Al Kain, Azarti Kegever Chalotzai Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach Achonein Ladam Das. That's why I decided to put myself together, and I put together all the dinim of Lashon Hara and Rechilus into one sefer, and I gathered everything together to highlight. And I even added certain issues based on the Tshuvas Ma'arika of Rabbi Yosef Kolon and other Tshuvas. And I divided the work into two sections, which we're going to see as we study the Sefer together. One are the halachos of the Isur of Lashon Hara, and one are the Isurim, the difficulties of Rechilus, which is tail-bearing. Now he says, in a footnote, you should just know I could have taught the laws of Rechilus, but because I didn't want people to just skip over it, and I wanted people to pay attention to it, and Chazal said to us, each issue that gets reviewed, it should be reviewed for those things that are included within it. And so therefore he said, that's why I am going to separate Lashon Hara and Rechilus into two separate sections. And I'm going to divide each one into a klal, into a general rule, and then each rule into certain subsections. So we'll be able to learn it in small sections, and therefore we'll be able to know what to do practically. And that's why I call the Sefer Chafetz Chaim. Why did he call the Sefer Chafetz Chaim? Because there's a pasuk in Tehillim, Mi'aisha Chafetz Chaim, Goiv Yamim Liros Tov. And also so that people shouldn't say, oh, I'm going to get so sick of Hilchos Lashon Hara. And he says, that's why I put, and too many issues. So he says, that's why I put the halacha at the top of the page. And then, and that's called Makor HaChaim, the source of life, right? And then I have the source material in a subsection called Be'er Mayim Chaim. My dear brother, he adds, V'yedach Yakore, my dear brother or sister who's reading, Afilu kol davar pashat hanimsa bifnim, heresias makor bever mayim chayim. Even if something is so obvious, I still brought a source, so that you should understand, I didn't decide for midas chasidus. These are the halachos. This is the way it's supposed to be involved. This is how a person needs to proceed. The Chafetz Chaim is giving us strong medicine over here. He's helping us understand that this is what picks us up out of the complacency. Knowing that this is inside the Torah, it's important. The Chafetz Chaim was also very careful about exaggerations and overstatements. And so therefore, he wants us to understand, when you see how serious the Aveira is, and we're going to see that very, very soon, as he opens the Sefer, we're going to see that the hair on one's head is going to stand on edge. And it's going to hopefully have an effect to make us change the way we speak and the way we act. Everyone have a wonderful, terrific day.